Toxic people. We know them, we try to accept them, and in some cases, we even love them. But how do you deal with toxic people, and are they good to have in our lives? The short but very clear answer is no. Removing toxic people from your life can be one of the most challenging things you can do. It can be even more challenging when those people are your family members. Yet it can also be one of the most liberating, rewarding experiences you will ever have. So what or who are toxic people? You know, toxic people, they try to hold you back. They discourage you from pursuing your dreams. They also sabotage your success or well-being or both. Toxic people are people who bring you down. They're unsupportive and can even be manipulative at times. Toxic people love to keep you guessing about which version of them you'll get. It's one of the ways they keep you around. They keep you interested and intrigued. One minute they'll be warm and inviting, and the next they're giving you the cold shoulder. Ringing any bells yet? Toxic people can derail your dreams, squash your motivation, and even contribute to health issues. More on this in just a moment. And finally, toxic people come in all flavors and forms. They could be childhood friends, romantic partners, a coworker or boss, or even a family member. So why are people toxic? I mean, let's be honest, who knows? There are so many reasons toxic people have for being that way. Whether they're born toxic or become toxic through life's journeys, well, that's really open to debate. But what we do know is that their motivation can range from jealousy to insecurity to downright selfishness. It can even be a personality disorder. A recent series of studies found that there's a common denominator in people who have toxic personality traits. They called this factor the D factor, or dark core, aka toxicity. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter what their motivation is or why they have it. The fact is, they're not supporting you in living the life you want to live. So in the end, you don't owe them anything. Now, how do you know if people are toxic or if they're just, well, complicated? I mean, look, some people may seem toxic when they're really just trying to protect you. They have good intentions. They may not know how to share them in a positive way. So what are the traits of toxic people? Well, they leave you feeling drained. You dread seeing them. You don't feel better after being with them. They discourage your dreams. And they rub off on you, and you find yourself judging or being toxic. Now, there are 7 types of toxic people that I've identified over years of coaching thousands of clients. So let's look at them now. The first type is the protector. This person straddles the line between being toxic and trying to protect you. But every now and then, they'll take a running leap over that line and land squarely in toxic people territory, or TPT, as I like to call it. They'll try to talk you out of your dreams because they're afraid you might fail, and they don't want you to feel the pain that comes along with that. The second type of toxic people is the controller. Now, this person needs to control the things you do and sometimes even the things you say. If you're not careful, they'll try to control the things you think. It needs to be their way or the highway, and they are always right. Now, the controller, they can be sneaky. They'll give you advice, but there's not really an option to not take it. If you don't, they'll just persist until you do. The third type of toxic people is the liar. Now, this person doesn't need a lot of explanation. They lie to you, for you, about you. You cannot trust them. They are toxic. The fourth type is the victim. The victim is always right because things are always someone else's fault. Everything happens to them. They refuse to take personal responsibility for the things in their lives. The fifth type is the narcissist. Narcissists take credit and they give blame. Like the victim, they also never admit fault or take responsibility. They also do not apologize. I mean, look, why would they? They've done nothing wrong. In fact, in their eyes, they will never do anything wrong. But you will. Type number 6 is the judge. This person is always finding fault in others. You know these people. No one can ever live up to their standards. In fact, they're probably judging you too. And finally, type number 7 is the critic. The critic doesn't mince words. They make it very known that they don't agree with something you're doing. They may even make it clear that they don't like the way you're being. You are always doing something wrong in the critic's eyes. And people can be one or all of these types. We've met them. So why is it important to cut toxic people out of your life? Why not live and let live? Well, simply put, you deserve better. You really, really do. I mean, if that's not enough to convince you, let me share a few other reasons it's important to cut toxic people out of your life. So number one, three reasons to be exact. Number one, they do not add to your life, and in most cases, they take away. It's true, you're not going to thrive with toxic people in your life. You will only suffer. So unless you're all about that suffering life, you may want to let them go. Number two, they are bad for your physical health. There are many studies that show having toxic people in your life hurts your health. It could put you at a higher risk of heart problems, blood sugar levels, and also lead to high blood pressure. Now, it also raises your risk of obesity and makes it harder for you to actually lose weight. In fact, research has also found that toxic people can also slow your healing process. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. And finally, reason number three, they're bad for your mental health. Being around toxic people can even impact your mental health. Now, you may feel insecure or like you're not enough when you're around them. They may increase your anxiety or even exacerbate your depression. You may feel pressure to change even though there is nothing wrong with you. So why is it so difficult to cut toxic people out of your life? And how did I cut my own mother out of mine? Look, even with all of the facts I've shared, it can still be difficult to cut toxic people out of your life. I get it. I really, really do. My relationship with my mother was toxic. I tolerated it for over 30 years. I tried fixing her, fixing me, fixing us, but in the end, I realized that you can't work harder on someone than they're willing to work on themselves. So I made the difficult decision to end this toxic relationship for good. And it's not so simple, I'll be honest. If I want to see my dad, I have to be around my mother. We don't speak, even though we're in the same room, and that's awkward. But it's also necessary. I find a way because I know that the price of letting her back into my life is high, and it's just a little higher than I'm willing to pay. Let's be honest here. It's difficult to cut toxic people out of your life because they're family, or they're like family. You've known them for so long. They're your boss, your coworkers, they're aging parents, they're your mother. There are people with whom your life is so intertwined that you don't ever see a way to separate yourself from them. It's hard to just walk away. It's hard. It's not impossible. But is there a place for toxic people in your life? Do you have to cut them out completely? I mean, you might decide that instead of cutting people out of your life, that you want to try and repair the relationship first. You can do that. Even if you see a higher D factor in someone, it's not the end of the world because experts now believe that personality is fluid, meaning it can change. So how do you do this? Well, you start by having a very open and very honest conversation with the toxic person or people in your life. Share with them what you need and what you'll no longer tolerate. Don't beat around the bush. Make it honest. Make it clear. Make it so they cannot misunderstand. Set limits, share your boundaries, put a stop to conversations that you do not want to take part in. And of course, don't be afraid to cut the ties or invoke an extended separation period if you can't reach a middle ground. Now, can you just cut toxic people out of your life for a while? Well, if having a candid conversation with a toxic person or people doesn't work and they're soon back to their old tricks, you've got two choices. Choice number one, cut them out of your life for now. Choice number two, cut them out of your life for good. If you decide to cut them out of your life for now, have the same candid conversation I mentioned before. Be as honest as you can possibly be. And be clear about how much space and time you need. You can say something like, I want to take some space for myself and focus on my own needs for the next 3 months. I'll reach out to you after that. But for now, I ask that you don't contact me. If we're in the same space, please do not start a conversation with me. I will be respectful of you, and I ask the same in return. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep emotions out of it as much as possible. Don't engage in drama. Stick to the facts. Now, if you feel the situation isn't getting any better after this conversation, start to distance yourself from the person. Respond slower to messages and start to reduce the time you spend engaging with them. Eventually, you can cut them out of your life for good. So, how do you cut toxic people out of your life for good, even if they're family? If cutting toxic people out of your life for now isn't enough, you can decide to cut them out of your life for good. But how do you do that without bringing along the twins, drama and trauma? Well, there's a straightforward 5-step process that I created to help you do just that. Now, once again, removing toxic people from your life can be hard, let's be honest. But it's not impossible. This is your one precious life, and you get to live it any way you want. And let's be clear. Family members don't get a golden ticket to meddle in your life just because you share a bloodline. Step number one. The first thing to know is that you have to stop thinking you can change them. You can't. It will not happen. People will only change when they want to change themselves. Step number two. Second thing to know is that you have to make a decision to do it. A real decision. The Latin root of the word decision means to cut off. So when you make a decision, you are cutting off any other option. You are closing the door to other choices. You don't go back and forth. You make a decision and you stick to it. Now, while this might sound daunting and extreme, it's not. It's freeing. We've all had to make difficult choices at some point in our lives, some painful and some heartbreaking, but we've done it. And usually, we did it for a reason. And we come out better in the end. So don't think that just because people are your family or you have a relationship with them that you can't cut them off. You can. It's always your choice. You simply have to decide. Step number three, once you make the decision, you have a conversation with the person. If there are many people you want to cut out of your life, have separate conversations. Do not talk to everyone at once. It's too complicated, too messy, and it's not productive. Start by asking what you need in the relationship and let them know how that hasn't been provided. Talk about the action or lack thereof, but not the person. Don't feel like you owe them a long and drawn-out explanation. You've made your decision, and you're asking them to respect that. You do not have to be emotional and engage. Be calm and firm. Don't argue with them. If they try to sway you, you can say, I hear you, and I've made my decision. Say that as many times as you need. My mother made the case that I couldn't cut her out of my life because she was my mother. I heard her. To her, she was my mother. To me, I was my own mother. In a loving and respectful way, I let her know that I didn't need her to play that role anymore. She was now free to focus on herself, to mother herself, to do what she needed to do to heal. Step number four. When you feel that you've made yourself clear, leave the situation in a calm manner. Do not allow it to drag on and on. This does not serve anyone. Step number 5. The next and last step is to create distance between yourself and the other person. Distance yourself thoroughly. If you don't, you're sending a mixed message to that person, and that isn't fair to either of you. Put a stop to phone calls and text messages, unfriend or unfollow them on social media. You've set boundaries, now stick to them. Now, how do you handle toxic people that you can't cut out of your life due to extenuating circumstances? For toxic people that you must engage with, for example, in the case of shared custody of a child, you can set limits on how, when, and where you interact with them. Instead of speaking with them in person, on the phone, or through text messages, set up something called an online communication notebook. Google Docs is a great software for this. This allows you to share information in written form as needed. It also provides space and time to think about your messages, which will help to remove emotion. And speaking of emotions, leave them out. Stick to the facts and share information only. This written form of communication will help prevent situations from escalating like they tend to do when you're in person or you're on the phone. Avoid text messages, phone conversations, and physical interaction unless absolutely necessary. You can find ways to adapt this approach no matter what relationship you have with someone. Get creative and stand your ground. Now, here's what I want to say with you. The loss of a relationship, toxic or not, it's still a loss. And it's really important that you treat it like one. Call on your support system during this time. Connect with close friends or family members that support your decision. You know, the nice thing about this is that it helps you to kind of see the person or the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with. It helps remind you of why you cut the toxic person or people out of your life in the first place. So, should you cut toxic people out of your life, even if they're family? At the end of the day, only you can decide if you should cut toxic people out of your life. It gets back to what's important to you. If drama, stress, or judgment isn't something you want in your life, then you have every right to choose to cut that out. A strong support network is crucial to your personal success. If the people in your life do not lift you higher or support your dreams, find new people. You can cut people out of your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. The choice is yours.